Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Reed's fourth quarter 2019 earnings call. I hand over the call to your host, Ms. Saud, Vice President, Strategic Communications. Madam, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Saad Jamal Sirkal, Vice President of Strategic Communications at Tabreed. On behalf of Tabreed Management Team, I would like to welcome you all and thank you for joining us for the fourth quarter and full year 2019 results conference call. Before we begin our presentation, I would like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Kindly refer to slide 2 of the presentation for the detailed disclaimer. I would now request slide number 3 for today's agenda. On today's call, we have with us Mr. Badr Al-Lamki, Chief Executive Officer, Jean-Francois Chartrand, Chief Operating Officer, and Richard Rose, Acting CFO. Badr will first provide the highlights of 2019. Following that, Jeff will provide an overview of the recent events and operational performance. Richard will then discuss the financial performance in more detail. Badr will then include the presentation and we will open the lines for your questions. Thank you, and over to you, Badr.
Thank you, Saad. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Tabreed delivered another strong financial year, financially and performance, the financial and operational performance, which was driven by our strategic growth initiatives. Key highlights of our performance in 2019 can be summarized as follows. The full year 2019 revenues grew by 5.1% year-on-year, led by a 7% increase in distilled water revenues. 2019 has seen a 10% increase in EBITDA, and as a result, our EBITDA margins grew as well from 48% last year to 50% in 2019. We saw a strong capacity addition during Q4 of at least 21,500 RTs, mostly across the UAE and Saudi Arabia. The Tabreed also added 5 plants during the quarter, taking our total plants to 80 plants across the region. Total capacity additions throughout the year has been 51,300 RTs, of which 7,500 RTs were on the account of the recent acquisition of Masdar 2 plants. Our annual guidance for capacity growth relates only to organic growth. In this regard, we guided addition of 65 RTs over 2019 and 2020. We have delivered 44,000 RTs already of organic growth, achieving 67% of our target in the first year alone. I would like to outline our revised capacity guidance for the next 2 years. Based on our current signed contract in hand, we expect to connect at least 75,000 RTs of new capacity over 2020 and 2021. This guidance updates and replaces the guidance we gave a year ago. Finally, as per our policy of growing dividends in line with the growth of the business, the board has proposed a dividend distribution of 10.5 fils, which is 1 fils or 11% dividend distribution. This represents a consistent payout ratio of around 60%. I will now hand over to Jeff.
Thank you, Badr. We are moving on slide number 6. This slide highlights the results of the initiatives undertaken by our business development and operations team. Our growth during the year was a combination of greenfield projects, new connections to existing customers, as well as acquisition. It is important to note that our inorganic initiatives were all funded through the internally generated cash, which underpins the strength of our business model. During the year, we added 6 new plants, taking our total number of plants across the region to 80. This includes a 20 KRT plant at the King Khaled International Airport in Saudi Arabia, a 8.4 KRT plant at the Mall of Muscat in Oman, 2 plants acquired from Masdar in UAE, and 2 new plants for existing customers also in UAE. Tabreed acquired 2 plants from Masdar with current connected capacity of 7.5 KRT and a potential to reach 11.2 KRT in the near term. This acquisition provides us with a future growth opportunity of adding up to 69,000 RT under the concession agreement with Masdar. Our acquisition of additional stake in Saudi Tabriz further strengthens our position as a leading international district cooling developer in one of the largest district cooling markets in the region. Then our partnership with BIA is aimed at exploring opportunities to bring reliable, sustainable and cost-efficient district cooling solutions to the Emirates of Sharjah. The BRID has initiated an ambitious multi-year efficiency and productivity program, and I'm pleased to report that it has already started yielding results. Water and energy efficiency performance in 2019 is encouraging, and we have now seen some meaningful cost savings. The BRID adheres to international standards of safety and operational excellence. We achieved in 2019 10 million man-hours without LTI. This was a result of continued HSE focus. Strong operational performance and growth prospects, both in existing core market of the UAE and GCC and in new geographies, will enable Tabriz to continue creating value for all of our stakeholders. Now moving to slide number 7, we are providing the usual overview of the company. Tabriz is contributing to the region growth through efficient and environmentally friendly cooling, enabling sustainable development. As our business grows, so does our positive environmental footprint. We currently operate 80 plants across the region and delivering 1.18 million refrigeration tons to our clients. Our operations saved in 2019 over 2 billion kilowatt hours of energy consumption. It is enough to power 117,000 homes for a year and an equivalent to reducing over 1.2 million tons of CO2 emissions. Moving on the next slide, Tabriz is the only publicly traded and regional district cooling company in the world. The UAE is our base of operations, where we have a presence in 6 Emirates, providing 795,000 tons of cooling to our customers through 67 plants. In addition to the UAE, we work with key strategic partners in 4 other GCC countries. We have a total of 13 plants outside of UAE, providing over 388,000 tons of cooling to customers. During the fourth quarter, we added 5 new plants across the region, taking our total number of plants to 80. Around two-thirds of our capacity is consolidated with the rest of, while the rest is equity accounted for as associates and joint ventures. Moving to next slide, it outlines our capacity growth trends across the region. At the beginning of 2019, we announced that we expected to add at least 65,000 RTs of new connected capacity by 2020. In fact, during 2019, we added 51,300 RTs of capacity across the region. Of this capacity, 31,400 were added at the consolidated level and 20,000 RTs through joint venture and associate entities. As I have already mentioned, based on the current signed contracts in hand, we expect to connect 75,000 tons of capacity over 2020 and 2021. Of this, we expect the split between consolidated level and equity accounted joint venture to be 65-35%. I will now, moving on the next slide, number 10, this slide presents the guidance and the connection trend. Over the years, Tabriz has demonstrated a track record of delivering upon its guidance. We have delivered more than half of the guided capacity additions within the first year itself. In 2019, Tabriz registered organic capacity additions of 67% or 44,000 RTs, of the guided 2019-2020 capacity of 65,000 RT provided last year. Our revised capacity guidance is now to add 75,000 RT over 2020 and 2021. We continue to demonstrate our ability to deliver a steady increase in connected capacity in the region, driven by the growth in our key markets across the GCC and by successfully leveraging our regional network to take advantage of commercial opportunities as and when they present themselves. I will now hand over to Richard to talk about our financial results in more detail.
Thank you, Jeff. And welcome everybody to this year's annual presentation of the results. This slide 11 recaps our evolution of the performance of Tabreed over the years. And to summarise, Tabreed is a stable utility infrastructure business with long-term contracts and high-profile customers. This provides us with clear visibility of future earnings and cash flows. And we currently have 90% of our capacity contracted for at least the next 10 years. About 70% of our revenues are derived from government-owned and partly government-owned organisations, therefore limiting our counterparty risks. Tabreed has a track record of delivering profitable growth, and net income and EBITDA have increased by 9% per year since 2016. Our stable earnings enable Tabreed to maintain an attractive dividend payout, and in line with our commitment to provide sustainable returns to our shareholders, the proposed dividend of 10.5 fils represents a 60% payout in line with last year. I'll now turn to talking about the financial results in a bit more detail. On slide 13, we have the income statement. Tabreed recorded an overall revenue growth of 5.1%, with chilled water revenue increasing by 7%. The main factors driving chilled water revenue growth were consumption revenue growth of over 2%, new capacity in the UAE and Oman adding 1%, CPI adjustments on the capacity revenues from the beginning of the year added just over 1 percentage point, and acquisition and consolidation of S&T in Q1 2018 made up the remaining. In a relatively difficult economic scenario, consumption growth reflects the resilience of our core business model. Value chain businesses accounted for 4% of consolidated revenues and 1% of EBITDA. VCBs are non-core to the business but continue to be profitable. Gross margin improvement was a combination of IFRS 16 and efficiency gains, as discussed by Jeff earlier. IFRS 16 implementation resulted in reclassification of operating expenses in 2019 into depreciation of 20 million and finance costs of 17 million. Both depreciation and finance costs do not form part of EBITDA, which results in a slightly higher EBITDA margins in 2019. Other gains this year include 27 million on account of initial recognition of new finance leases in both the UAE and Oman. And last year we'd included the 32.6 million arising gain that arose on the partial sale of our stake in Saudi Tabreed. Net income adjusted for all other gains would have grown by 16%. Turning now to slide 14, the statement of financial position. The significant movements in the balance sheet as at the end of the year compared to last year were primarily due to IFRS 16. This increased fixed assets due to the recognition of right-of-use assets, formerly known as operating lease assets. We've also seen strong receivables collection, with receivables compared to December 18 in line with revenue growth, and actually down compared to our Q3 September 19 results. Increase in corporate debt primarily due to increase in lease liabilities on account of IFRS 16, and we continue to deleverage, and adjusted for IFRS 16 impact, the total debt reduced by 143 million year on year. Turning now to the cash flow statement slide 15, Tabreed continues to generate strong cash flows, which are being utilised to invest in growth and provide dividend returns for the shareholders. Operating cash flow increased by 18% over December 18 and was strong at 782 million, which reflects the higher profitability of the business. Dividends received were higher than last year due to a special dividend from Saudi Tabreed at the time, were higher last year than this year due to the special dividend that we received from Saudi Tabreed at the time of that that dilution of our stake. Investing activity this year also included increasing our stake of Saudi Tabreed again, and last year reflected the acquisition of S&T Cool. Our cash generating ability remains robust, driven by the long-term price certain contracts and enabling continued investment in growth of the business. Slide 16 is the usual summary of our debt portfolio. This slide provides the background as at December 19. Tabreed currently has 2.9 billion of net debt in a gearing ratio of 39%. However, it's important to note that IFRS 16 has increased reported debt by 295 million and net debt to EBITDA by 0.2 times. Excluding this impact of the accounting standards, both net debt and net debt to EBITDA are lower than last year. Following the refinancing of our corporate facilities with a 7-year Sukuk and new corporate loans, we have relatively light scheduled repayments until 2025 when the Sukuk becomes due for repayment. Net debt and net debt to EBITDA have declined since 2016 as debt has been repaid and EBITDA has grown. That concludes the detailed review of the results for 2019, and I'll now pass back to Badr for closing comments.
Thank you, Richard. Before we open the lines for Q&A, let me make a few closing remarks. As a stable utility business model, Tabreed continues to deliver strong financial and operating performance with rising profitability, stable margins, and robust cash flows. In line with our commitment to enhance shareholders' returns, our board has recommended a dividend of 10.5 fils per share for 2019, translating into a 60% payout. In January 2019, we provided capacity addition guidance of 65,000 tons to be added over the coming 2 years and delivered 51.3 RTs during the year. We have now updated the guidance to add 75,000 tons over 2020 and 2021. Tabreed has a flexible capital structure to fund future growth. As we have mentioned before, we will look at opportunities within and beyond the GCC and provide you with an update as and when such opportunities materialize. Today, Tabreed is stronger than ever before. We have a stronger shareholder base and a management team with significant industry experience that expands over 22 years. We are working on various fronts from business development to operation to help deliver growth and improve profitability.
Thank you for joining us for our fourth quarter and full year 2019 earnings call. We will now take any questions you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. There might be a short silence while questions are being registered. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, if you have any comments or questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad to enter a queue. Thank you. The first question comes from Evie Arura from Teman Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Divya. What we have seen is that there is a strong growth in, this is the first question, there is a very strong growth in the revenues in the Q4. The revenues are up around 10 to 11%. So can you please explain, what is behind this strong growth other than the CPI and the consumption growth? Is there any one-off there in the revenues? The second question is, in the net income level, if we adjust for the one-off gains, so the income has grown by around 16% versus last year. Is there any impact of IFRS 16 on the net income? If you strip that out, then what is the growth on a like-for-like basis? And what is the impact on the net margins of the operating efficiencies that you have achieved? Thank you.
Thanks, Divya. This is Richard. I'll take those questions. So with regard to the Q4 growth in revenue, there is a one-off in there, which is around about $25 million, and that's arising from settlement of some issues that we have with one of our customers over some service commencement dates, which go back over quite a long period of time, and we managed to resolve those all at once, quite unexpectedly, but very successfully, and that resulted in us recognizing an additional just over 25 million dirhams of revenue in Q4. That won't be repeated again.
This was not the receivable on the books, right? This was like you never recognized. Sorry? This is basically something which you never recognized as a revenue before.
That's right. That's correct.
Okay. All right. Please go ahead.
And then with regard to IFRS 16, that doesn't have any impact on net income. It reclassifies the costs associated with operating leases within the income statement onto different lines, so it can have some impact on the margin levels higher up in the income statement, but doesn't have any impact on the bottom line net income.
All right. So this growth we have seen in the net income of 16%, if you strip out the other gains and losses. So this is coming obviously from the revenue growth. So if we strip out even the one-off revenue, how much is the cost attached to that revenue, the one-off which you have taken, 25 million? Is there a cost attached, or this is just flowing into the net income directly?
No, it's just flowing down, Divya. It's there's no cost associated with that. So to answer your last question, sorry, with regard to the efficiencies, I think we're at the beginning of hopefully what's a long journey in terms of operational improvement and using automation to try and develop the way that we run our business to make it as efficient as possible. I think what we can say now is that in the 2019 results, we're looking at a low double-digit impact on net income level from the efficiency gains that we've made in 2019.
Low double-digit impact?
And we would expect those to be recurring. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So if we strip out the one-off impact of this revenue, then obviously and take out the other gains and losses from both 2018 and 2019, so you have your income is growing by around 9%. So which shows the impact of the growth in revenue plus the margin increase together.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. Thank you. There are no further questions in the conference call. I will now give back the floor to the company. Thank you.
That concludes our full year 2019 earnings call. Tabreed looks forward to interacting with you at our earnings conference calls and investor conferences. Should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to contact us. Have a great day, and thank you once again for joining this call.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.